Welcome back. Tom Harbin here with you. And the Supreme Court yesterday wrapped up their hearings on Obamacare. They're going to be making a decision in June, in all probability. Justice Scalia, this is clip number 10, Jacob. Justice Scalia saying, basically, what? You want me to work? What? What, are you crazy? I'm a king of America, you know? It's like, you know, there's nine of us here, and we get to, like, strike down laws. Screw Congress. We don't, you know, it doesn't matter about them. And we get to overturn what the president said. We're in charge here. And you want me to work? What? I got clerks to do that. Here's Scalia.
Either what happened to the Eighth Amendment? You really want us to go through these 2,700 pages? And do you really expect a court to do that? Or do you expect us to give this function to our law clerks? Is this not totally unrealistic that we're going to go through this enormous bill, item by item, and decide each one?
Oh, my God. I mean, that's for congressmen to do, right? I mean, those peons in the House of Representatives and the Senate, they're the ones who have to read legislation. That's for the president to do. I mean, he signs it, right? That's for peons, not for the kings of America, the members of the Supreme Court of the United States. I mean, come on, give me a break. We're not supposed to do that. Speaking of president of the United States, Mitt Romney, of course, wants to be the president of the United States. And he's got a little problem with pink slime. I'm not making this up. Pink slime got outed a week or so ago. We talked about it at some length on this program. It's been something that everybody's known about for a long time, but it just kind of hit the news. What happened? Here's the story. The Reagan administration, Ronald Reagan, appointed a woman to be the person at the U.S. Department of Agriculture who could determine what is and what isn't meat. Up until that point, up until Reagan made this appointment, meat meant muscles, right? When you eat meat or muscle and fat. When you eat meat, you eat the muscle or you eat the muscle and fat. And bone was bone and meat was meat and snouts were snouts and pig's feet were pig's feet and everything, you know, they all had a name. And gristle was gristle. You know, the connective tissue and the stuff that surrounds the bones and the stuff that you can't, you know, you could chew on it all day long and never soften it up enough to swallow. That stuff, that gristle, was not considered meat. You couldn't legally sell it and call it meat. You had to call it gristle or something. And so, anyhow, Reagan appointed this woman, and she was still there, still in the job, when George Herbert Walker Bush was leaving office. And she was going to lose her appointment because she was a presidential appointee as Clinton was coming in. And so one of the very last things she did before she left office was to say, you can call gristle meat if you grind it up fine enough that you can kind of blend it in with hamburger and nobody will know it's there. You can call it meat. And so that became the law. And that stuff that's like this ground up gristle that's been treated with ammonia, because this is, you know, it even includes like things like the inside of skin and stuff, the inside of the hides and stuff. It's where a lot of bacteria hangs out. So they treat it with ammonia to kill it off. And then they add red food coloring to it to make it look like meat. So it's red. And they call it pink slime. Well, it turns out that a couple of weeks ago, the story broke that pink slime was being added to the meat that was being served to kids in high schools and other elementary, you know, in schools across the country, lunch counters. Parents got grossed out, and they started saying to the schools, "I don't want no pink slime in the meat." And the schools were saying to the USDA, "We changed the rules," and they were saying to their suppliers, their meat suppliers, "We'd like hamburger without pink slime, thank you very much." And so the meat suppliers went hysterical, and this company, Beef Products Inc., which has several products that make pink slime, shut down several of their factories because all of a sudden the demand for pink slime fell off the edge. I mean, it used to be that, hey, this is a meat byproduct that you can add into the meat. It's a good way of getting rid of stuff that you'd otherwise have to sell as dog food, which is nowhere near as profitable as hamburger. And anyhow, it turns out that the guy who founded the company is a big donor to Mitt Romney. By big, we're talking six figures, $190,000. And his national co-finance chair, Mitt Romney, is also a member of the beef industry. This guy's name is John Miller. He's the former CEO of the National Beef Packing Company. He, by the way, he, you know, Romney's mansion in La Jolla, California, where they're tearing down the mansion that's there to build a new, bigger one with an elevator for his car. This guy lives next door. And he's the national finance co-chair. But, you know, he's another beef industry guy. So Mitt Romney's got a pink slime problem. We'll see. I think what's going to be his biggest problem is his dog, his now long dead dog. In fact, as far as we can tell, his now long ran away when it got to Canada dog, who he strapped to the roof of his car for a 10-hour drive from Boston up to Canada. And halfway there, when the dog just like freaked out and soiled itself and, you know, it ran down the back of the car and everything, Mitt got, you know, pulled into a gas station, got a hose out, hosed down the dog, hosed down the car, and just kept on going. That dog has not been seen since then, to the best of my knowledge. And Seamus was his name. And there's now like several websites, Dogs Against Romney. What's this new one? It's mittismean.com. I mean, I think that's really gonna be his big Achilles heel. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.